This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. More than 150 artists from around the world will gather this weekend at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market. It's generated more than $20 million in sales since it launched 12 years ago, and most of that money goes home with the artists. The funds often support entire communities and help build schools, health clinics, and homes. The money also helps revive ancient crafts that are in danger of dying out. This week, we're featuring interviews with some of the artists from this year's market. Andrea Usai is from the Italian island Sardinia. He's with an organization called COCU. They make filigree jewelry.
The filigree, it's been rooted in Sardinia for the last 4,000 years. The Phoenicians, they arrived to Sardinia and they conquered the whole Mediterranean area and they brought this fantastic skill. The tradition has been cultivated and kept alive for so many generations that has become part of a very strong part of our cultural background. Only lately we have noticed a big trend of artists stopping to do the traditional filigree, and this is because the market has become so very tough. In Sardinia, in the last few years, a lot of filigree that is found on the main high streets is actually not coming from Sardinia itself, and it's all mass-produced, and at prices, obviously, that are sometimes unbeatable. And that's a very big danger, and that's what has been threatening my family's and everybody's family in Sardinia jobs. A lot of it is made in China. I've always grown up with the filigree within my family, and I never thought of this being something in danger until my uncle actually said at one point that he was going to stop himself. That's the moment when I and my wife felt the need to actually keep these traditions alive and make sure that I will be able to pass it to new generations, and you know, these traditions will stay rooted in Sardinia for many years to come. I stopped my career and went back to my roots. The challenge was always to be able to transmit how important this art is for us and make the other understand what is behind it. And in particular, through organizations like the Folk Art Alliance, we have been able to reach new markets. And in fact, last year, Festier in Santa Fe, he represented for us nearly 50% of our total turnover for the year. And it was extremely motivating, not only for us, but also for the community that lives behind our jewelry. For my uncle, has been a second life. Thanks to the possibility of reaching new markets and so on, the energy is reborn, and I'm pretty sure the new generations will then live to carry on this. And our aim in the future, and my uncle's dream, has always been to actually start a filigree school in Sardinia for future generations and carry on these fantastic traditions.
Megan Kamerick produced that interview with Andrea Usai. He is one of more than 150 artists from around the world who will be at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market this weekend. To see photos and find out more, visit KUNM.org.